The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rickard Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. Got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
Doppelgangers. So I tuned in yesterday. I had a nice little evening of watching the sports, and I tuned in for the old NHL lottery and to see who got it. In the end, you know, I think it's a feel-good story that Buffalo got it. Seattle moves up one, whatever. But they, you know, they always show the GMs, and I feel bad for the GMs because they're sitting there and what are they supposed to do, right? There's just complete luck, and most of them know they're not going to move. And anyways, they get to Kevin Adams and he wins it. And, you know, I've played against Kevin Adams for a long time, and, you know, he seems like a really, smart guy and a cool guy. But last night I couldn't get out who I think his doppelganger was. And for any of you who are big fans of WKRP in Cincinnati, I swear that Kevin Adams is about 15 years behind the character in WKRP who's Les Nessman. If you can pull it up and think in your mental, in your brain, or you can look it online, it is eerie how similar these two guys have. Similar hairstyle. Now Lester has glasses, but if you put Kevin Adams in glasses, and you know, Les always wore the bow tie and loved to have a vest on. He'd have that, and maybe a sweater vest if things went well. You'd be a complete doppelganger. And you know, this isn't to diminish what he can be as a Buffalo Sabres GM, but Connor Griggs, I'm telling you right now, this guy is. It is eerie how much he looks like Les Nessman. 15 years from now, you guys are going to you'll be somewhere and someone's going to be like, oh my God, Kevin Adams is Les Nessman. And you know, you guys will remember this conversation on June 3rd, 2021.